Now that this person has three names.
所以我们叫他这三个名字的人。
We call him the person that has three names.
究竟怎么样我们也不清楚。
We are not very clear about this matter.
分水当的西门。
And the Simon the Zealot.
我们知道当时在犹太国，因为在罗马帝国管制之下。
And we know that in those days Israel was under the rule of the Roman Empire.
所以有一部分的犹太人，他们就组织了一个分水党。
And so at that time, some Jews, they organized themselves as a counter group.
他们在那里反对罗马的政府。
They are against the rule of the Roman Empire.
他们常常做暗杀的工作。
And they do all kinds of works, assassination.
所以你看见在这里有一个人，他西门，他是在那个党里头的人。
We can see that this disciple belonged to that group.
那么最后。 那是卖耶稣的犹大。
Lastly, we have Judas Iscariot, who.
你看这十二个人啊。
We see these 12 disciples.
没有一个是尊贵的。
None of them is honorable.
没有一个有智慧的。
None of them is wise.
没有一个有能力的。
None of them is mighty.
没有一个有地位的。
None of them had any position.
恐怕十二个人中间最智慧的就是卖耶稣的犹大。
I think the only one that's wise among the 12 is one who sold the law.
因为他聪明了，所以他卖耶稣了。
Because he was very wise. And he saw the law.
其他的人我们看见都是无知的渔夫啊。
And the rest, they are all very, very humble fishermen.
或者他乃是一个堕落的这个税吏。
Or he is the tax gatherer who is despised.
税吏你知道在当时的时候啊，乃是替这个罗马国受税。
And then the gatherer, tax gatherer, in those they work for the Roman Empire.
罗马帝国在那里压制犹太人。
And the Roman Empire oppressed. Israel.
他们就设立许多的海关呢，向他们抽税。
And they set up many tax guards to collect taxes from the people.
但是为着要避免麻烦的缘故。
Because they want to avoid problems.
所以这些海关呢，那都是 auction 的，都是那个拍卖的。
Yeah, all these tax collectors are
拍卖 auction.
Auctioneers.
Auction 拍卖这个海关。
Oh, I see. Bribery.
我们知道说，他在那里说，比方说加布农吗？
Capernaum.
加布农乃是一个生意的出入口。
Capernaum is a commercial district.
那么罗马帝国要在那里设立一个海关。
And there the Roman Empire would set up a custom house.
要抽税。
Collect taxes.
那他怎么说呢？
And how?
他就破卖了。
They auction.
你们可以来破这个海关。
You can come and.
Auction
the custom.
如果你出一万,
or if you bid for 10,000,
你给我们政府一万块钱,
you give the government 1,000.
那个人说一万五千,
another said 15,000.
那么一万五千的人就拿了这个海关了。
The highest bid who gets it?
他只要给罗马政府15,000一年就可以了。
All he has to do is give the Roman Empire 15,000.
那么其他都跑到他自己的荷包里头来了。
And the rest of the tax he collects, he puts in his own pocket.
所以他在那里敲诈。
And so there is auction, bidding.
他在那里这个extort，他在那里欺负他自己的同胞。
He's take advantage of his own people.
所以当时的犹太人看这种税吏都是卖国食。And
so when the Jewish people they look at this category as those who are not patriotic.
都是汉奸的。They
are foreign traders.
所以最看不起他们的。They
despise them.
但是你看啊，主耶稣十二个门徒里头有一个分锐党的西门。
And you see another person among the disciples is a zealot.
那分锐党呢，就是爱国党了。
He is the extreme patriotic.
他非常 radical 啊，他非常的爱这个犹太国。
Yeah, he loves the country. He's a radical.
那么主拣选一个卖国贼，也拣选一个那个爱国人。
Yeah, so the Lord pick one who loves the money. And the one who loves the country.
你如果仔细去看，要把这十个人配在一起呀，那实在奇妙。
And when the Lord can put all these 12 together, it is really a miracle.
这些的人又软弱又不行。
All these people are very weak. time they are nothing.
今天里头有许许多多的问题，许许多多的疙瘩。
And in and among them, there are all kinds of questions and all kinds of inward conflict.
难怪主耶稣需要祷告一个晚上。
And no wonder the Lord has to pray the whole evening for them.
为什么我们的主不拣选一些有智慧的人呢？
Why the Lord would not choose those that are wise?
为什么主耶稣不拣选一些有能力的人呢？
Why would the Lord not choose those who are mighty?
为什么主耶稣不拣选一些高贵的人呢？
Why the Lord would not choose those who are noble?
因为智慧的人，
because those that are wise,
能力的人，
those that are mighty,
高贵的人，
those that are noble,
他不愿意被主用，
because they will not allow the Lord to use them.
他们要过他们自己的生活，
they want to live their own life.
他们要走他们自己的道路，
they want to do their own things and walk their own way.
虽然他们在地上有这些，
even though they have all these things in the world,
但是他们这些成了在神面前的拦阻，
because they have all these things and all these things became a hindrance.Before the Lord.
可以说我们的主在那一天晚上祷告的时候，
So we can say when the Lord was praying that evening,
神就把我们的主所寄托的那个群众一个一个摆在主的面前，
As though the Father showed the Lord each of the individual among those multitudes.
一个地摩走过了，
Nicodemus went by,
不能用，
God said no.
一个一个走过，
One by one passed through.No one.
不能拣选。
God cannot choose.
所以结果就剩下这十二个。
So when it passing through, there are only 12 left.
十二个软弱无用的人。
12 weak and useless persons.
这个可以说是主所能拣选的最好的人。
And those represent the best that God can choose.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们看见，
We see.
主在那里拣选了这十二个人。
The Lord chose those 12.
但是我们的主心满意足了。
But our Lord was satisfied.
他虽然说得着的不过是这样的人。
Even though those 12 represent the way they were.
智慧一点的人，能力一点的人，有一点的人都配不上。
Those who do have strength, those who have might, God cannot use them.
主只能得着这些卑卑微微的人。
So God can only use those that are nothing.
但是这些卑微的人，
all these that are weak and humble,
恐怕除了犹大之外，
except from you, Judas,
他们在主面前却有一颗的心，
they do have a heart.
他们什么都没有，
they have nothing.
他们难处很多，
they have many problems.
但是他们对我们的主有一颗的心，
but they do have a heart for the Lord.
他们愿意跟从主，
they want to follow him.
彼得在那里对主说，
the Lord told, Peter told the Lord,
主说你们要不要退去呢？
the Lord said you might as well go.
彼得说主啊，
Peter replied,
你有永生之道，
you have the word of living, you have the word of life.
我们已经相信了你，
we believe you.
我们还到哪里去？
where can we go?
我们自由跟从你，
we want to follow you.
这一般的人，
this group of people,
把他们自己
They make themselves.
放在主的手里头。
They place themselves in God's
hands. 让主在他们身上工作。
Allow the Lord to do a work in their lives.
有的时候主责备他们。
Sometimes the Lord reprimanded them.
好像主责备彼得。
The Lord reprimanded Peter.
彼得是满了好心。
Peter has a good heart.
说主啊，万不可如此。
Peter said, do not be this way.
你不要上十字架。
Do not go to the cross.
你要爱惜你自己。
You have to love yourself.
但是主在那里。
The Lord says,
说撒旦退去。
Satan get behind him.
这种的责备。
This is the Lord's dealing with Peter.
谁受得了？
Who can take this?
如果你是一个有地位的人。
If you have a person of
position. 如果你是一个有能力的人。
You have a person, you are a person
of mind. 如果你是一个有智慧的人。
You are a person that's wise.
你受得了这样的责备吗？
Can you be dealt with the Lord in this way?
但是我们看见。
But we see.
虽然彼得这样被责备。
Even the Lord was dealt with.
他不遵从我们的主。
He still followed the Lord.
这十二个门徒。
These 12 disciples.
除了犹大之外。
Aside from Judah.
主可以对付他们。
Lord can deal with him.
主可以对他们说话。
Lord can speak to them.
主可以在他们生活做任何的工作。
The Lord can do any work in their lives.
他们愿意让主在那里琢磨他们。
Because they want the Lord to do that work in them.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这样的人,
this kind of person,
配得上主的拣选,
the Lord can choose them.
我们看见主有没有拣选错的?
Do we have this kind of people?
主有没有拣错的?
Did the Lord choose the wrong person?
我们看见主并没有拣错,
the Lord did not choose the wrong person.
连主拣选犹大也没有拣错,
even the Lord chose Judas, he did not choose the wrong person. Because it's the will of the Father.
我们的主他要上十字架,
the Lord wants to go to the cross.
需要有一个人昼夜与他在一起,
he needs a person who needs to be with him all evening.
在他身上找不出一个错来,
they could not find any fault with him.
连犹大也承认说,
and even Judah confessed, he said, I saw the wrong person.
他是无辜的人,
he is without sin.
用来用他来为主做见证,
and God even used him to testify.
这11个门徒,
this 11 disciples,
我们看见当我们的主死而复活升天之后,
when we see after the Lord goes through death and resurrection,
我们读使徒行传,
we read in the book of Acts,
我们看见这11个人,
we see this 11 disciples,
加上马基亚,
and Matthias,
这12个使徒,
these 12 disciples,
怎样被主使用,
how they were used by the Lord.
在无旬节的那一天,
on the day of Pentecost,
彼得和11个使徒站起来,
and Peter and the 11 stood up,
在那里为主做见证,
they testified for the Lord.
3,000人得救,
3,000 were
saved. 我们看见这12个人,
we see these 12,
怎样被主使用,
they're used by the Lord.
没有多少年之间,
within few years,
福音就传遍了当时的世界,
the gospel was preached to the long world of those days.
我们的主没有拣错,
our Lord did not choose,
主在他们身上做了神的工作,
the Lord did a deep work in their lives.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
神所要的人是属灵的人,
God, the leader God wants is spiritual man.
不是地上有才干的人,
not because your ability.
不是地上有智慧的人,
not because you are wise.
不是地上有能力的人,
not because you are mighty.
这些的人不能被主用,
they cannot be used by God.
主所要的是属灵的人,
God wants spiritual man.
让主在他们身上做神的工作,
they want the Lord to work in their lives.
哦弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
主怎样用他们,
How the Lord used them.
我们知道雅各是第一个使徒中行道的人,
we know James was the one first who was martyred.
我们知道彼得他是道钉十字架死的人,
we know Peter was hanged on the cross upside down.
我们知道约翰是披从军的被马害道上的人,
we know that John was put in prison in the island of Patmos.
我们知道多马他一直传道到印度去,
we know Thomas preached all the way to India.
我们知道其他的使徒,
we know all the other disciples.
他们到世界各处地方去传福音,
they went all over the world preaching the gospel.
他们都是为主行道的人,
they are all martyrs for the Lord.
因着这些无用的人,
because of these people they are useless,
主把他们抓在他的手里头,
and the Lord can take them in his hand.
主能使用他,
the Lord can use them,
来建造他自己的教会,
that build his church,
建立他自己的国度,
establish his kingdom.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个就是主所拣选的,
this is the kind of person looking like it's looking for.
当然这并不是说,
this is not to say,
一个有能力的才能的人,
one who has strength, one who
有,
has wisdom,
有智慧的人,
one who has wisdom,
绝对不能被主用,
then he's automatically disqualified.
我们看见保罗是一个例子,
we see Paul is an example.
保罗他是一个有才能的人,
Paul is a person with much gift.
他是一个有智慧的人,
he is a man of wisdom.
他也是一个有地位的人,
he is a man of position.
但是弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当他依靠他自己天然才能的时候,
when he relies on his natural strength,
他不但不能被主用,
he not only cannot be used by God,
今天他对于神做了一个极大的损害,
and he became God's enemy.
他在那里杀害基督徒,
he was there persecuting God's people.
到了大马色的路上,
on the way to Damascus,
主遇见了他,
the Lord met him.
他扑倒在地上,
he fell flat on the ground.
他五体投地,
he cannot lift his hand.
完全放在主的手里头,
he fell down before God.
把所有过去的一切,
all that is past,
都经过了死亡,
go through death.
然后我们看见,
then we see,
主在那里,
the Lord there,
把属灵的恩典赐给他,
give gifts to Paul.
属灵的恩赐赐给他。
Spiritual gifts to him.
教他天然的这些的才干。
Allow all his natural strength.
经过死和活。
Go through death and resurrection.
也能使用。
And God can use.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
这些天然的才干。
All this natural gifts.
经过死和活。
Go through death and resurrection.
可以被主使用。
Can be used by God.
但是这些不过是一个管子一样。
But all this is nothing but a channel.
不过是那个工具。
It's a vessel.
里面的那个实质。
But the real substance.
乃是属灵的东西。是他在神面前所学习的。
Those are the lessons he learned in, from the Lord.
他里面那个东西，哦，他所认识的基督。
All the subject within are the his intimate knowledge of the Lord himself.
所以我们要知道
，Brothers and sisters,
做属灵的领袖
，to become a spiritual leader,
不是根据天然的才能。
It's not according to your natural ability.
就是天然的才能，有一天也能被主利用。
But one day, even a natural capacity can be used by God.
但是这些不过是一个管子。
But they are nothing but a channel.
是一个工具。
It's a vessel.
不是内容。
They are not the substance.
那个内容必须是属灵的灵受。
The substance must be spiritual.
必须你在神面前所学习。
Those are the lessons you learn before the Lord.
必须是圣灵把基督主持在你的里面。
Those are the substance is the spirit incorporate Christ into you.
这样你才能做一个领导的人。
And then you can become those who.
否则的话
，otherwise
你是瞎眼领瞎眼的人。
You are the blind who leading the blind.
都要掉在坑里面。
You are all fall into the cliff.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
愿神怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
我们有一点祷告。
It is pray.
我们看箴言29:18第一句。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs.Chapter 29, verse 18. Proverbs, chapter 29, verse, 20, verse 18, the first phrase, first part.
没有异象，民就放肆。
Where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained.
如果没有异象的话，
If there is no vision,
不信就分散
people became scattered.
不信就灭亡了
people are ruined.
出埃及记
A book of Exodus.
第三章
Chapter 3.
我们从第一节念起念到第五节
We'll read from verse 1 through verse 5.
出埃及记第三章第一节
Exodus chapter 3 verse 1
摩西牧养他有父米甸祭司耶德禄的羊群一日领羊群往野外去到了神的山就是何里山
Now Moses was pasturing the flock of Jethro his father-in-law the priest of Midian and he led the flock to the waste.Of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God.
耶和华的使者从境界里火焰中向摩西显现。摩西观看，不料境界被火烧着，却没有烧毁。
And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, yet the bush was not consumed.
摩西说我要过去看这大异象这境界为何没有烧坏呢
So Moses said I must turn aside now and see this marvelous sight Why the bush is not burned up
耶和华神见他过去要看就从境界里呼叫说摩西摩西他说我在这里
When the Lord saw that he turned aside to lookGod called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, he said, here I am.
神说不要近前来当把你脚上的鞋脱下来因为你所站之地是圣地。
Then he said, do not come near here. Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground.
我们再看《使徒行传》
And we'll turn to the book of Acts
26:19
Chapter 26, verse 9
19:19
Consequently, King Agrippa, I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision.
We
will just read these portions of scripture.
因着神的恩典,
because of God's grace,
我们在过去两次的中间,
during these past two sessions,
我们稍微看一点神对于树林领袖的看法,
we come to have a look of what God wants of this spiritual leadership.
我们知道在神的工作上面, 领袖的人物是非常的重要的。
We realize that in God's work, this matter of leadership is vital to God's interest.
如果有那个正当的领袖德性就在神的面前蒙福。
If there are the suitable vessels, instrument in God's hand, then God's people will be blessed.
如果领袖在神的面前有问题，我们看见。
If leaders are in question, and then the people will suffer much. In this matter of spiritual leadership, it is not you are sitting up in a high position and giving commands, but you become a servant to all.
乃是做众人的奴隶。
You became a slave to all.
神今天在地上还是在那里寻找这样的人。
And God is today still looking for such vessels.
如果他能找到这样的人，能夺入仆口的话。
If he can find such vessels that are willing to humble themselves.
可以夺入那个仆口。
If they can
stop the breach.
Or stop the
breach.
Bridge the gap.
这样神就能赦免他自己的百姓。
And then God can establish his people.
并且能做他的工作。
And then he began to do his work.
所以我们知道属灵的领袖在神的工作上是何等的重要。
And so you can see that spiritual leadership is very vital to God's heart.
我们昨天早晨也看了一点领袖是怎样产生的。
Yesterday we looked into this matter of the making of God's lead, making of a leadership. We saw that this matter is all dependent upon God Himself.
主耶稣说,不是你们拣选我,
是你,是我拣选你。 The Lord said, it's not that I have you have chosen me, but I have chosen you.
有一件很稀奇的事,
there's one marvelous
thing.
God is not there to choose those who think of themselves as wise. He's not interested in choosing those who think themselves they are mighty. He's not there to choose those who think themselves they are noble. Oftentimes we find God is looking for those that are foolish. And he's looking for those who are weak. And he's looking for those who are not. Those who think themselves they are wise and they are mighty, they are noble.
Because
not willing to give themselves up to the Lord. They want to rely on their own natural resource to do things. Therefore, our God cannot use them.
但是那些愚拙的、软弱的、无有的,
but those who are foolish, those who are weak, those who are base.
如果他们有一颗心向着我们的主,
if they do have a heart toward the Lord,
他们愿意接受从主那里来的对付,
if they are willing to to accept the dealings of the Lord,
我们就看见说, 主能拣选这一般的人并且使用他们,
and we can see God wants to choose this kind of people and use them.
所以我们说神所拣选的人是不能的人,
so we say God is looking for those people that cannot be men.
受主的对付,
they dealt by the Lord.
知道自己什么都不能,
they realize there's nothing in themselves.
但是神拣选他们,
but God chose them.
他们也不能躲起来来侍奉神,
and when God chose them, they cannot but help but serve Him.
这样的人乃是神所能使用的人,
this is the kind of people God can use.
我们今天早晨愿意在这里再往前进一步,
and this morning we would like to go a step further.
我们要一同在主面前来看,
we want to look together before the Lord.
虽然神拣选是凭着他的主权,
even God chose according to His sovereignty,
并不根据我们天然, 有什么,
that's not dependent on what we have or already possess naturally.
但是当神拣选人的时候,
when God chose a person,
他的的确确在他拣选人的身上有所要求,
He does have demands upon this person that He chose.
他有他自己的标准,
He has His standard.
如果够不上他标准的人,
if you do not meet up to His standard,
可以蒙召, 但是还是不能选上,
you are called, but you are not chosen.
他有他自己所的要求,
He has His demands.
如果这些的要求不能答应的话,
if these demands are not met,
神还是没有办法来使用,
God still cannot use you.
当然这些的要求乃是因着人在神的面前,
of course this matter of demand is depending on our condition before the Lord.
因为人在神面前肯把自己放在主的手里头,
if we are willing to place ourselves in the Lord's hand,
愿意接受神的对付,
willing to receive His dealing,
愿意接受十字架的工作,
willing to receive the work of the cross,
因此神在他们里面能创造一种的光景,
therefore the Lord can create in them a condition,
这种的光景叫他们能被神使用,
this very condition allows Him to be used by God.
我们知道做领袖的人,
we know those who are in a place of leadership,
乃是那些能影响人的人,
they are those who can influence other people.
如果要影响人的话,
if you want to influence other people,
你自己必须有所看见,
you have to see something yourself,
你自己必须行走在人的面前,
you have to be able to walk before people,
这样才能鼓励人来跟着你往前去,
and therefore you can encourage others to follow you.
如果你自己没有看见,
but if you do not see yourself,
如果你自己也不知道前面的路在哪里,
if you do not know where you're going,
那你怎么能带领弟兄姊妹往前面去呢?
How can you lead others to go on?
所以一个做领袖的人,
so the one who is in a place of leadership,
乃是一个有先见的人,
is the one who has foresight.
他一定有所看见,
he sees something,
因为他有所看见,
because he has seen something,
他能把他所看见的 分给其他的弟兄姊妹,
therefore he can share with the others what he has received,
能鼓励弟兄姊妹一直往目标去,
and encourage others to go on together with him.
所以在神所要求的条件的里面,
so in God's requirement,
他第一个条件就是我们需要有意向,
the first requirement is that we must have vision.
人如果没有意向的话,
if we have no vision,
圣经告诉我们说, 没有意向, 民就放肆,
the scripture says when there's no vision, the people will understand.
如果没有意向的话,
because if there's no vision,
人就分化了,
they are all scattered,
人就瓦解了,
they are scattered.
如果没有意向的话,
if there's no vision,
没有办法往前面走,
they cannot go any further.
那么有意向的人,
if there is vision,
他们可以把神给他们的意向分给那些没有的人,
he can share his vision with those who do not have the vision,
带领他们一直往目标去,
and bring them forward toward the goal.
什么叫做意象呢?
What is vision?
意象并不是执着我们肉体的眼睛所看见。
Vision does not mean that we see something with our natural eye.
不错，神有的时候顾念我们的软弱。
Sometimes God, because of His mercy,
他甚至也给我们用在肉眼上能看见一些东西。
He sometimes allows us to see something with our physical eye.
但是我们知道 真正的说来,
but strictly speaking,
意象并不是执着我们在肉体的眼睛看见了什么。
Vision is not something which we can see with our natural eyes.
真正的说来,
but strictly speaking,
意象并不是执着我们在肉体的眼睛看见了什么。
Vision is not something which we can see with our natural eyes.
意象乃是在我们灵的深处有所看见。
Vision is something we see it from the depth of our spirit.
我们灵的深处被开启,
the depth of our spirit is opened up.
神就把他自己的心意启示在我们的灵里面。
God reveals what in His heart in the depth of our spirit.
就着神来说乃是启示。
From God's point of view, it is revelation.
就着我们来说乃是意象。
And from our point of view, it's vision.
我们的神本来是一个极大的奥秘。
Our God is a great mystery.
没有人知道谁。
Nobody knows God.
没有人知道神的心意是什么。
Nobody knows what is in God's heart.
没有人知道神的旨意是什么。
Nobody knows what God what is God's will.
没有人知道神所要的是什么。
Nobody knows what God wants.
没有人知道神在那里做的是什么。
Nobody knows what He's doing.
神是一个极大的奥秘。
He is a great mystery.
但是感谢赞美神,
but thank God and praise God.
有一天他愿意把他自己开启出来。
One day He wants to reveal Himself to us.
好像一个门子把它掀开一样。
Like a curtain, it opens up.
当他自己向我们启示的时候,
when He reveals Himself to us,
在我们灵的深处, 我们就看见了他。
In the depth of spirit, we see Him.
我们就看见了他的心意。
We see His what's in His heart.
我们就明白了他的旨意。
We understand His will.
我们就开始领会他在地上所做的究竟是做什么。
And we begin to comprehend what He wants to do on this earth.
这一个就是我们在这里所说的意象。
This is what we mean by revelation.
意象一面是对于属灵的事情有透视, insight.
Vision is something that gives a spiritual person an insight.
另外一面对于将来的事情我们有先见。
Another one, with regard things of the future, we have a foresight.
工作如果没有意向的话,
if there's no vision in the work,
work without vision,
工作没有意向乃是劳碌,
work without vision is just work,
toiling,
laboring, yeah.
意向没有工作是梦想。
Work without
vision, without work is
dreaming.
有意向又有工作乃是属灵的事分。
Vision and work is spiritual service.
我再把它重复一遍。
Brother, would like to repeat one more time.
工作没有意向是劳碌。
Work without vision is toiling or laboring.
我们看见有许多人在那里劳劳碌碌。
We see many people there are working very hard.
好像非常的辛苦。
As though they were work to the point exhausting.
因为一切的事都在他的肩膀上。
Because everything is upon their shoulder.
他又要想出办法来。
They have to think of a way.
他又用他自己力量去完成他所想出的办法。
He wants to use your natural energy to fulfill his work.
非常的劳苦。
It's hard work.
因为没有意向。
Because there's no vision.
他不知道在那里做的是什么。
Because he doesn't know what he's doing.
但是反过来说, but on the other hand,
有的人好像有所看见,
some people do see something.
有了意向,
they do have vision.
但是他不做工,
but they do not have a work.
没有一点点工作在那里,
no work at all.
这样就变成在那里做梦了,
so these are the people alive, they are dreaming.
毫无所成,
nothing accomplished.
所以我们看见说,
so we see here,
意向加上工作,
vision plus work.
这样才是属灵的侍奉,
this is spiritual service.
我们真正要来侍奉我们的主,
if we are ready to serve the Lord,
我们必须要有意向,
we need vision,
然后加上我们的工作,
and then we add work to it.
这样神就能得着我们的侍奉,
and then we are able to serve the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我们非常需要意向,
we need vision.
什么是意向呢?
What is vision?
意向给我们方针, 方向,
vision give us direction.
意向叫我们能分辨,
vision give us discernment.
意向给我们目标,
vision give us the goal.
当我们往前走的时候,
when we move forward,
我们要碰到许许多多的艰难和问题,
we meet many obstacles and problems.
如果没有意向的话, 我们里面就没有冲击的能力,
if we have no vision, there's no strength to go on.
我们很容易灰心, 很容易上当,
we get discouraged very easily.
如果我们里面真是有意向的话,
if we really have vision,
我们无论碰到怎样的艰难,
no matter what difficulty we encounter,
我们没有办法放手,
we cannot let go,
因为我们没有第二条路可以走,
because we have no other choice.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
意向在神的工作上占极重要的地位,
vision and the work of God stands in a very important place.
很可惜今天有许多的人在那里工作,
it's sad to say that there are many people who are doing the work,
许多人好像都在那里为神做工,
like many of them seems to be doing God's work.
也有许许多多的活动在这个地上,
there are all kinds of activities on this earth,
都算是奉着主的名在那里做的,
and they all do it in the name of the Lord Jesus,
也好像都是为着主来做,
as though they are all doing it unto the Lord.
但是没有意向,
but there is lack of vision.
不过是照着人自己所想象的来做,
and they do it according to their own thinking,
也是用自己天然的能力来做,
and do it according to their natural energy.
好像是非常的热闹,
as though it's very, very, exciting.
也许在人的面前好像也有所成就,
as though there's much accomplishment.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
有一天当我们站在基督的台前的时候,
one day when we stand before the throne of Jesus,
在基督台前的光中,
before his judgment seat,
这些都是草木活结的工作,
all these things are hay, stubble, and of no value.
不能存留到永世的里面,
they have no eternal value.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
因为这个缘故,
because of this,
我们里面深深的感觉,
we have a deep, deep feeling with our,
我们需要意向,
we need vision.
我们需要在神里面前有所看见,
we need to see something before the Lord.
我们需要看见那人所不能看见,
we have to see what man cannot see.
摩西看见了那不能看见的主,
Moses saw what man cannot saw.
因此我们看见他里面有力量,
so we see that within him there is power.
虽然他带领以色列的百姓有多么的艰难,
even though when he brought Israel out of Egypt, encountered many problems,
但是因着他看见那不能看见,
because he saw the God who cannot be seen,
他能忍耐一直到底,
he can endure to the end.
如果没有意向的话,
if there's no vision,
弟兄姊妹在神的工作的上,
in the work of God, we are so easy to be discouraged, we are all very easy to be negative. If we have vision, we cannot be negative, we have to be positive, we cannot be discouraged, because inside we have full of hope.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, the first thing we need before
the Lord. We need to see a vision. Especially those who are in a place of leadership. If we are to lead others, if we
are
to help others, we ourselves do not have vision, how can we share this vision with our brothers and sisters? Is this not blind leading the blind? Is this not we are circling around the wilderness? And
then
we'll all die in the wilderness. We cannot enter into God's promised land, Canaan. This is one of the biggest problems we face today. Brothers and sisters, in many places around the world, we thank God. There are many love the Lord. Not many. There are those who do love the Lord. In this, throughout the world, in many places, those who are on fire for the Lord, we have
many.
There are many who are on fire for the Lord. There are those who are willing to sacrifice for the Lord. But one thing that's lacking among God's people, among God's people, there is a lack of vision. Particularly those who are in the place of leadership, they lack vision. Because of this, because we see God's people are scattering. We see God's people are all broken up. We see God's people in ruin. So we need to be before the Lord. Ask God to give us a spirit of revelation
and
that we may really know Him. In our spirit we see something. And we can use what we've seen from the Lord, share with the others. I'd like to use the scripture. Use two examples. One in the Old Testament. One in the New Testament. To see the importance of vision. In the Old Testament, Moses is the servant of God. And he was the one who raised by God to be a leader. On this particular person, Moses, we can learn many, many lessons.
比方说,
for example,
我们知道, 摩西他起来做领袖,
we know that Moses became a leader not because he's on choosing. It was because God chose him. When Moses was born, in a way he cannot live. Because Pharaoh had a decree. All the male child of the Hebrew are to be thrown into the Nile River. Because Pharaoh wants to destroy this race. So according to man, when Moses, the moment he was born, he ought to die. Moses has no choice to become a leader. It was God who chose him. Even though he was born in such a condition, you can see that the death sentence was pronounced upon him. But because God's mercy, we can see that his life was preserved.
程,
not only his life was preserved, and he was 40 years in the palace of the king of Pharaoh. He learned all the wisdom of Egypt. He was mighty in speech. So you can see that this is God's sovereignty preserving him. So
we
can see it's not that Moses chose God. It was God who has chosen him. At the age of 40, he desired to visit his brethren. We did not know where that motivation came from. According to our thinking, the daughter of Pharaoh rescued Moses from the Nile River. And we see that the Moses' mother became his nursemaid. It's possible that when she was nursing him, and she shared the things of God with Moses. Before Moses was weaned. In those days, it's different from our days.
你如果读圣经的话，你要看见说，好像断了奶就可以送到圣殿里头去了。
You can see in the scripture, after weaning, and then the child can be brought into the temple.
撒母耳断了奶，就送到圣殿里去侍奉神。
So after Samuel was weaned, he was brought into the temple.
那么今天你断奶了，你就没有办法叫他去侍奉了。
But today we cannot do that.
所以古时的时候断奶就比较晚一点。
Because in those days you wean a baby at much at a later age.
所以摩西还没有断奶被送到法老女儿那里去的时候。
So before Moses was weaned, before he was brought into the palace.
很可能他的母亲就在那里，不但把神告诉摩西。
His mother shared Moses about the God of Israel.
并且对摩西说，神这样的看顾你，一定神在你身上有所旨意。
Yes, and she will say that the way how God preserved your life, God must have a purpose for you.
或者神要用你来拯救我们这一般受压迫的民族。It's
possible that God will use you to deliver His people.
所以很小的时候，摩西里面就有这样一个种子种在那里。So
when Moses was very small, this seed was planted in his heart.
虽然40年受了埃及各种的学问。
Even after 40 years, he was influenced by the Egyptian culture.
但是那些世界上各种的学问不能
The influence and education in Egypt cannot remove that thing that's in his heart. So I want to speak a word with the mothers and fathers. God placed a child in your hand. This is your great responsibility. When you are nursing that child, you must bring the Lord to that child. If you instruct him in the ways of the Lord when he was young, and when he grows old, he will not depart from the way of the Lord. And so all the wisdom of Egypt cannot remove that seed in Moses' heart. So at the age of 40, so he had a desire to visit his brethren. And we see that he went out. He went out to deliver his brethren. He assumed that his brethren ought to know that he was their leader. But we see in this situation.
他对神不过是二手的那一个认识。
Yes, Moses' knowledge of God was only a second-hand.
他对神还没有自己的认识。
He had no intimate first-hand knowledge of God.
不过从他母亲那里传下来的一点的知识。
All that he had he received through his mother.
他根据这些传下来的知识。
And he relied on this second-hand information.
就用他自己天然的才能,
and use his natural energy.
要想来做领袖,
want to be a leader.
要想来做拯救的工作,
want to be a deliverer.
结果我们看见不但给他自己的同胞弃绝,
not only rejected by his own brethren,
也是, 被神所弃绝,
and he was also rejected by God.
所以我们看见说今天神拣选属灵的领袖,
and so we see when God chose a spiritual leader,
it's sovereignty.
It's not because you have something yourself that he chose you.
摩西逃到旷野的里面,
so Moses ran away to the wilderness.
他40年之久,
for 40 years.
他在神的面前有新的学习,
and he learned lessons before God. On one side, God allowed him to see all those he learned 40 years ago, all the natural resources, all natural ability, all that he had learned from the world.
在神的工作上毫无用处。
All this, as far as God's word is concerned, they are useless.
他必须让这些的东西经过死亡。
He must allow these things to go through death.
他绝不能依靠这些来做领袖的工作。
He cannot rely on this to help him in this matter of leadership.
40年之久,他把他过去40年所学的完全把它学掉。
So for 40 years, he undo all those things he had learned before.
另外一方面,
on the other hand,
他在神的学校里面,
he in the school of God,
因为在那个时候他在旷野看羊,
because in that time he was shepherding in the wilderness.
可以说他与大自然接触,
he was in touch with the great nature.
他在那里与神自己在那里有接触,
and there he communed with God.
他从神那里有新的学习,
and there he received new things from God.
因说他经过的失败,
because of his past failure. He realized himself. So because of his loneliness in the wilderness, allowed him to learn from the Lord. So at the age of 80,
圣经告诉我们说,
the scripture tells us, one day he was keeping the sheep.
他看见在那里有荆棘,
he saw there was a bush burning.
我们知道在旷野的里面,
so we know that in the wilderness there are full of bushes.
许多的树都不能长,
because there's nothing can grow.
所以只有荆棘长在那里,
so the only bushes growing in the wilderness.
这些的荆棘因为太干的缘故,
and all these bushes because they are all very dry.
你用不着点火, 它自己会做起来,
you do not need to match a fire to light the fire, sometimes they burn by themselves.
它自己做起来, 一烧就烧毁了,
so once they burn, immediately it's consumed.
在40年中间不知道看见了多少的荆棘被烧毁。
So for 40 years Moses saw countless of such events.
这个实在是一个很平常的事情。
It's a very common thing in the wilderness.
但是在那一天他看见在平常的里面有非常。
But this time he saw something that's common, but there's something unusual, uncommon in the common.
他看见说这个荆棘被火烧,
he saw that this bush was burning.
这个是很平常的事,
it's a very ordinary thing.
但是稀奇这个荆棘没有毁掉,
but strange enough the bush was not consumed,
反而在那里发光,
and even there it is a flame.
这是一个意象,
there is a vision.
所以他就跑过去要看为什么这样呢?
So he turned around to see what's happening.
当他过去的时候,
and when he turned around,
神在荆棘的火里面就说话,
and God in the bush, burning bush, spoke to him.
神说, 摩西, 摩西,
God called Moses, Moses,
你不要进前来,
Do not come further. Because you are standing on holy ground. You must take off your sandals. We know what it means by taking off your sandals. In the olden days, all the slaves are without shoes. They only wear sandals. All slaves, they have no shoes to wear. So I assume the Lord is saying to Moses, this is holy ground. I'm here. You have to take off your shoes. You, in front of me, you are like a servant to me. Moses fell flat on the ground. He was fearful. Because he saw a vision.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个意象是什么呢?
What is this vision?
我们知道在过去的时候,
we know in the past,
摩西在40年之前,
40 years before,
他在那里想拯救以色列的百姓,
he was thinking of delivering God's people.
虽然他这个心愿是好的,
even though his heart was right,
但是他没有意向,
but he had no vision.
他在那里工作,
he worked.
完全是凭着他母亲所传下来的那一点的意念,
his work depending upon what he received from his own mother.
他没有意向,
he had no vision.
结果这个工作完全失败,
and because of that his work was failed.
现在神就开始给他看见一个大的意向,
and now God gave him a vision.
因着看见了这个意向,
because of this vision,
我们看见他的工作就开始了,
we see that it's the beginning of his work.
荆棘被火烧,
bush burning.
这个意象究竟给我们看见什么呢?
What can we learn from this vision?
这个意象最少给我们看见三方面,
this vision at least allows us to see three things.
接着这个烛火的荆棘,
the burning bush,
神就 给摩西看见神的奥秘,
God allowed Moses to see God's mystery.
也给摩西看见以色列的奥秘,
he allowed Moses to see the mystery of Israel.
也给摩西看见摩西自己的奥秘,
and he allowed Moses to see his own mystery.
换一句话说,
in other words,
借着这个烛火的境界,
using the burning bush, God revealed his heart or his mystery to Moses. This bush, in God's mystery, represents God's Son, the Lord Jesus. Even our Lord Jesus, well, he was equal with God, so not something to be grasped
off.
But our Lord willingly emptied himself. He took up the form of a slave. He put on humanity. So this bush represents the incarnation, the Lord Jesus. Before he is in glory and majesty, because he is the Son of God, because he is God, he dwells in glory,
and
being worshipped by the angel. He emptied of all his glory. He came to this world, and he put on humanity. The scripture tells us he put on a very
the likeness of simple flesh.
He took on the likeness of simple flesh.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we all have
sinned.
This body of sin,
但是我们的主耶稣他穿上了一个罪一身的形状。
But our Lord just took on the likeness of flesh.
好像他穿上了一个人的身体。
As though he put on humanity.
但是他没有罪。
But he had no sin.
这是罪一身的形状。
The likeness of sin.
并不是罪身。
But there's no sin.
我们的主他是没有罪。
Our Lord has no sin.
但是从人的眼光看来。
From human point of view.
好像他是一个境界一样。
As though he put on the form of flesh. He has flesh.
因为境界乃是咒诅的意思。
Oh, bush is the curse.
在创世纪里面。
In the book of Genesis.
人一犯罪了之后。
When man sins.
我们看见地上就长出荆棘和蒺藜了。
We can see that the earth grows with thorns and thistles.
所以荆棘乃是咒诅的意思。
So thorn and thistle is cursed.
我们的主耶稣他是无罪是圣洁。
Our Lord Jesus is holy and not sinless.
当他生下来的时候天使说所生的乃是那一个圣者。
And so the when he was born, the angel said he's a holy child.
但是从人方面来看他。
But from human point of view,
他好像是一棵荆棘一样。
As though he is a thorn bush.
好像他也是被咒诅的。
As though he is under curse.
因为他取了罪身的形状。
Because he came in the likeness of man.
但是他却没有罪。
But he had no sin.
这是我们的主耶稣。
That is the Lord Jesus.
他怎样谦卑。
And how he humbled himself.
来做一个人,
become a man.
来与我们联合起来,
like, to join with us.
像一个荆棘一样,
as though like a thorn bush.
因为我们都是荆棘,
we are all thorn bushes.
他也来, 像一个一个荆棘一样,
and he'd like to become one of us.
但是感谢赞美神。
But thank God.
虽然他取了罪身的形状,
even though he had a form of sinful flesh,
但是神却在他的里面,
but God dwells within him.
好像神住在境界的里面,
as though God